nation's leading manufacturer of ammunition, Steelhawk Incorporated, announced a massive recall today of jacketed hollow point bullets, which may not properly shred the internal organs of victims. When functioning normally, the tip of a hollow point bullet shatters into fragments, then cuts a wide and jagged path through the tissue and bone of its target. But due to a factory error, nearly 100,000 bullets with solid points were shipped to retail stores, resulting in a greatly reduced capability to explode flesh. Steelhawk CEO John Cullen announced the recall at a press conference this morning.
At Steelhawk, nothing is more important to us than the complete satisfaction of our customers when they maim or kill. Some of these defective bullets can leave an exit wound as small as a plum. That is unacceptable.
According to information released by Steelhawk, the first notice about the defective bullets came from a man who shot and killed his brother during an altercation at a county fair and was disappointed that the victim's face remained, quote, more or less intact. Frank Ehrman was among the hundreds of other dissatisfied customers.
You know, you spend good money for a hollow point bullet, you expect it to explode ahead in a geyser of blood and brains. You know, if I wanted to kill someone without destroying the body, I'd use a hammer.
To address complaints like these, the company is also offering discount coupons for its newest product, Inferno Bullets, which start a small fire inside of someone when you shoot them.
We understand that when our customers shoot a man, they want to see his liquefied organs pour out of every hole in his body. Give us another chance. We'll give you the lung-shreddingest bullets on the market.
Still, the effort might not be enough for many customers.
Those people over at Steelhawk ought to be shot in the face in front of their families.
Many gun owners have said the recall has been so frustrating they will no longer use bullets, returning to more low-tech methods like beating victims with spiked clubs or dragging them behind their cars. Moving on, Congress announced today the long-debated Darfur aid package will be used for a Darfur memorial instead.